اعمل بعل كنت فتصني بخير ما استطعت. She will say, you was a good husband, you gave me everything, you gave me more than I asked for. And she will praise her husband and she will keep on praising. Ikrama says, if the husband will say, if that is the case, فإني أطلب إليك اليوم حسنة واحدة تهبيها لي لعلي أنجو مما ترين. If that is the case, if I was a good husband, then today I am in need of a favor, I am in need of your good deeds. I am not asking for you, asking you for 100 days, I'm not asking for a 10 days, I am asking you for one single deed. Give me one single deed out of your good deeds. I beg of you, please give me this one deed. لَعَلِّي أَنْجُو مِمَّا تَرَيْنَ. It is possible that this one deed saves me from the fire of hell. It is possible that because of this deed, Allah gives me Jannah. Listen to what this woman is going to say. This woman is going to say to him, مَا أَيْسَرْ مَا تَلَبْ وَلَكِنْ لَا أُطِيكْ أَنْ أُطِيَكَ شَيْئًا. Oh my husband, what little you have asked for today, but today I cannot give you what you have asked. I cannot give you one deed. As I, أَتَخَوَّفْ مِثْرَ الَّذِي تَخَافْ. That I fear the same being and the same creator that you fear today. I do not know what is going to be my outcome. I do not know whether Allah is going to give me Jannah or whether Allah is going to punish me in the fire of hell. I cannot give you this. Ikrama says that after he will meet his son on the plain of resurrection, when he sees his son, he will kneel down and he will crawl and he will grab hold of his feet and he will beg his child. He will say, Ya Bunayya, ayu walidin kuntu lak. Oh my son, tell me, how good of a father was I to you? Did I fulfill your deeds? Did I give you everything I asked for? The son will reply like the mother. He will begin to praise his father. He will say, oh father, you was a good man, you gave me everything. Father will say, if that is the case, إِنِّي أَحْتَجْتُ إِلَىٰ مِشْكَالِ ذَرَّةٍ مِّنْ حَسَنَاتِكَ. Today I am in need of your good deeds. I am not asking you for one deed, I am asking you for a deed the size of an atom. The deed the size of an atom. This is what I am in need of today. Give me out of your good deeds a deed the size of an atom. His son will reply, oh father, you was a good man, but today I cannot give you a deed the size of an atom, as I, your child, does not know what is going to happen to me. I do not know what Allah is going to give me, whether Allah is going to give me the fire of hell, whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give me Jannah. And today we are disobedient because of this, because we have to provide for our children. It is like as if the Sahaba never provided for their children. So we have been given an extra responsibility. We have to provide, we have to work, and thus we be disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what our children will be saying on that day. This is what our families will be saying on that day. This is what our wives will be saying on that day. يَقُولُ الْإِنسَانِ يَوْمَ إِذٍ أَيْنَ الْمَفَرْ. On the plane of resurrection, you'll be looking for a place to hide. You'll be looking for a refuge, a safe place to hide. يَقُولُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَ إِذٍ أَيْنَ الْمَفَرْ. كَلَّا لَا وَزَرْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَ إِذٍ الْمُسْتَقَرْ. يُنَبَّأُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَ إِذٍ بِمَا قَدَّمَ وَأَخَرْ. On that day, there will be no place to hide. On that day, there will be no refuge. إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَ إِذٍ الْمُسْتَقَرْ. On that day, you will be taken to the Creator. You will have to meet with the Lord of the universe. And Allah will ask you, I created you for a purpose. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Did you fulfill the purpose of your creation? يُنَبَّأُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِمَا قَدَّمَ وَأَخَّرَ. Whatever you did from the day you were born till the day you left this world, each and every deed will be presented in front of you. All your good deeds and all your bad deeds, they will be all presented in front of you, and you will be informed of every single thing that you did from the day you came into this world until the day you left this world. Judging will take place. Everybody will be gathered on the plain of resurrection and judging will take place. Allah will say, bring Jahannam. Jahannam will be brought. يُوتَى بِجَهَنَّمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَهَا سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ زِمَامٍ مَعَ كُلِّ زِمَامٍ سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ مَلِكٍ يَجُرُّونَهَا. Jahannam will be brought on the plain of resurrection. It will have 70,000 reins on every rein. It will have 70,000 angels. Each and every angel will be pulling Jahannam that day. They will be trying to control Jahannam, as Jahannam will be angry like never before. Such a big creation of Allah, Jahannam. The Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam has said, كَلَوْ أَنَّ الْحَجَرْ يُلْقَى فِي شَفَةِ جَهَنَّمْ فَيَهْوِي فِيهَ سَبْئِينَ خَرِيفَ لَا يُدْرِكْ لَهَا قَارَةً. لَوْ أَنَّ الْحَجَرْ يُلْقَى فِي شَفَةِ جَهَنَّمْ. That if a stone was dropped from one corner of Jahannam, just from one corner, this stone will keep on descending. 70 years this stone will keep on descending. After 70 years, even then this stone will not reach the depth on the bottom of Jahannam. It is encircled with four walls. لترابك النار أربعة كسف كل جدار مصيرة أربعين سنة. Four walls, one wall is so thick that the distance that one can cover in 40 years, if one was to travel continuously for 40 years, the distance that one can cover in 40 years, that is the thickness of one wall, and Jahannam has four walls like this. Ma'az Allah, then there's the fire of hell. Narukum juz'un min sab'ina juz'in min nar. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that the fire of this world is only 1/70th in comparison to the fire of hell. Meaning, everything within existence, everything within this world that can burn, all the timber, all the paper, everything within this world that can burn, if everything was gathered and one huge bonfire was lit, the heat coming out from that fire, that is only 1/70th in comparison to the fire of hell. How hot do you think hell is? On top of this, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said, أُوْقِدَ عَلَى النَّارِ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ حَتَّى أَحْمَرَّتْ ثُمَّ أُوْقِدَ عَلَيْهَا أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ حَتَّى أَبْيَضَّتْ ثُمَّ أُوْقِدَ عَلَيْهَا أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ حَتَّى أَسْوَدَّتْ فَهِيَ سَوْدَاءُ مُظْلِمَةٌ. The fire of hell was burned for 1,000 years till its color changed to red. ثُمَّ أُوْقِدَ عَلَيْهَا أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ. Then it was burned and kindled for a further 1,000 years till its color changed from red, ثُمَّ أَبْيَضَّتْ, to white. Then it was burned for 1,000 years till yet again its color changed, this time from white till black. فَيَسَوْضَاءُ مُسْلِمَةٌ. At this moment in time, the fire of hell is black. On top of how hot it is at this moment in time, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمْرُ صَوْرَانِ مُكَوَّرَانِ فِي النَّارِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The sun and moon that you see out there, this sun and moon will be made into pieces, and that will also be thrown into the fire of hell to make the fire of hell more hotter. Jahannam will be brought on the plain of resurrection. Yuta bi Jahannam yawma'idhin. It will be brought 70,000 rains. On every rain, 70,000 angels will be controlling Jahannam. They will be bringing Jahannam. They will bring it to the plane of resurrection. Hatta taqif bayna yadillah. Jahannam will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah will say to Jahannam, Jahannam, takallami. Or Jahannam, speak. And Jahannam will speak, La ilaha illallah wa izzatik wa azmatik. La antaqimanna al-yawma mimman akala rizkak wa abda ghayrak. I swear, there is no God worthy of worship but you, O Allah. O Allah, I swear that I will take revenge from all those. لَأَنْتَقِمَنَّ الْيَوْمَ مِمَّنْ أَكَلَ رِزْقَكْ. I will take revenge from those whom you provided for. You gave them their rosy, you gave them their daily bread. وَأَبَدَ غَيْرَكْ. But when the time came for worship, O Allah, they had no time for you. O Allah, they had their time, they had time for their wives and children, they had time for work, they had no time for you. They would not worship you. If they did, they would worship the shaitan, and they would worship the devils and the idols. O Allah, they would not worship you. I, the Jahannam, is going to take revenge from all these today. Judging will take place. There will be the Ashab al-Yameen and there will be the Ashab al-Shimal. Ashab al-Yameen, those on the right, those that will receive their records in their right hand, they are the people of Jannah. Allah make us from amongst them. Wa Ashab al-Shimal, and those on the left, those that will receive their records in their left hand, they are the people of hell. Allah save us from them. Who are those? Them, they are those that whom regarding the Quran say, إنهم كانوا قبل ذلك مترفين وكانوا يصرون على الحنث العظيم وكانوا يقولون أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابٌ وَعِظَامًا أَإِنَّا لَمَبْعُوثُونَ. Listen very carefully. The Ashab al-Shimal, those on the left, are those people who used to live lives of luxury, those that worshipped materialism, those that worshipped money, those that did not worship Allah, those that made partners with Allah, those that would commit sin and persist on sin. They would play lottery, they would gamble, they would fornicate, they would commit all types of sin, you name it, they would commit it. And when they were told, refrain from sin, believe in Allah, bring iman, they would laugh and joke and say, أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابٌ وَعِظَامًا أَإِنَّا لَمَبْعُوثُونَ. That when we die and turn into dust and bones, is Allah going to raise us? These are the people of Jahannam, and these are the people of hell, and these are the people of the left. Whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has judged that he be taken to Jahannam, Allah will say, خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوا ثُمَّ الْجَحِيمَ صَلُّوا ثُمَّ فِي سِلْسِلَةٍ ذَرْؤُهَا سَبْعُونَ ذِرَاءً فَاسْلُكُوا. خُذُوهُ, take him, فَغُلُّوا, fetter him, insert him in chains, in hands, chains in his hands, chains in his feet. My brothers, Fuzail ibn Ayyaz says, when Allah says these words, خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوا, chain him, fetter him, ابتدر إليه سبعون ألف ملك أيهم يجعل الغلة في أنكه. 70,000 angels will rush towards this Jahannami, each and every angel trying his utmost best to grab this Jahannami and put chains in his hands and chains in his feet. 70,000 angels will rush towards him when Allah says, take him, grab him, fetter him and throw him inside that fire of hell. And this is how they will be taken to the fire of hell. Their hands in chains, fetters, chains on their feet, and the angels will push them, the angels will beat them and drag them, and they will take them to the fire of hell. When they reach the gates of hell, what will they see? عَلَيْهَا مَلَائِكَةٌ غِلَاظٌ شِدَادٌ لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ. They will find wardens on the gates of hell, angels that are strong and severe, that do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not even for a second. سُودٌ وَجُوَهُمْ كَالِحَةٌ أَنْيَابَهُمْ. These angels, their faces are black, their teeth long and sharp and black. كَنَّزَأَ اللَّهُ مِنْ قُلُوبِهُمْ الرَّحْمَةِ. Allah has taken rahmah from their heart. Allah has taken mercy from their heart. There is not a speck of mercy within their heart. Allah has done this, so these angels that are the guardians, that are the wardens of Jahannam, so that these angels do not feel pity, show pity and feel sorry for the people in Jahannam when they are being tortured and punished in Jahannam. Allah has taken mercy out of their heart. And these angels are so big. كَلَوْ طُيِّرَ الطَّيْرُ مِنْ مَنْكَبِ أَحَدِهِمْ لَصَارَ شَهْرَيْنِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَبْلُغَ مَنْكَبُهُ الْآخَرِ. That if a bird was flown from one of their shoulders, the bird would fly and keep on flying. It would fly continuously for 2 months, and after 2 months it would reach the other shoulder. This is how big the wardens of Jahannam are. When they reach the gates of Jahannam, the gates will already be open. And the wardens will say to him, أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ رُسُلٌ مِّنْكُمْ يَتْلُونَ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِ رَبِّكُمْ وَيُنْزِرُونَكُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا. Didn't messengers come to you? Didn't messengers recite unto you the revelations of Allah, the verses of Allah? Didn't the Quran come to you? Wasn't the Quran clear enough? Didn't the Quran make clear what was halal and what was haram? Didn't the Quran tell you, if you refrain from sin you will get Jannah, and if you commit sin you will get the fire of hell? وَيُنْذِرُونَكُمْ لِكَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا. Didn't these messengers warn you of the meeting of this day? Didn't the messengers tell you a day will come in which you will pay the price of sin and disobedience? If that is the case, أُدْخُلُوا أَبْوَابَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. Then enter the fire of hell. They will be thrusted into the fire of hell with a disdainful thrust. Once inside the fire of hell, their bodies will be enlarged. They will be fattened, made bigger, so that they feel more pain. Uzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا بَيْنَ مَنْ كَبَيْ الْكَافِرْ فِي النَّارِ مَسِيرَةُ ثَلَاثِةِ أَيَّامٍ لِلْرَاكِبَ الْمُصْرِ. They will be made so big that it will take a person on a fast horse, a good rider, 3 days to cover the distance between the two shoulders of a kafir in the fire of hell. This is how big they will be made. درس الكافر يوم القيامة مثل أهد وفخذه مثل البيضاء. Just one teeth will be as big as Mount Uhud in Medina al-Munawwara. This is how big one teeth will be. His thighs will be as big as Mount Baiza. They will be made big and fat so that they feel more pain in the fire of hell. And once inside the fire, the torment and torture will begin. Regarding the easiest and the lowest of punishments in the fire of hell, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, كَإِنَّ أَغْوَنَ أَهْلِ النَّارِ عَذَابًا مَنْ لَهُ نَعْلَانِ وَشِرَاكَانِ مِنْ نَارِ يَغْلِي مِنْهُمَ دِمَاهُ كَمَا يَغْلِي الْمِرْجَلِ مَا يُرَى أَنَّ أَحَدًا أَشَدُ مِنْهُ عَذَابًا وَإِنَّهُ لَأَهْوَنَهُمْ عَذَابًا. That the lowest of punishment will be the punishment of that person who will be forced to wear sandals made out of fire. Their laces will be also made out of fire. When he is forced to wear these sandals, his head, his brain and everything within this skull, everything within the head will begin to boil and bubble like boiling water in a kettle. And this person, مَا يُرَى أَنَّ أَحَدًا أَشَدُ مِنْهُ عَذَابًا. He will think that he is receiving the most severest of all punishment in the fire of hell. Though Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam say, وَإِنَّهُ لَأَهْوَنَهُمْ. Though in reality, this person is receiving the easiest of punishment in the fire of hell. إِنَّ لَهْبَ النَّارِ يَرْفُوا أَهْلَ النَّارِ حَتَّى يَسِيرُوا كَمَا يَسِيرُ الشَّرَ. The flames will raise them and elevate the people of hell, and they will begin to fly like sparks. When they fly like sparks, they will be able to see the people of Jannah from a distance. And the people of Jannah will be able to see the people of hell from a distance. When the people of Jannah see the people of hell from a distance, they will say, "An qad wajadna ma wa'adana rabbuna haqqa fal wajadtum ma wa'ada rabbukum haqqa." That Allah promises in the Quran, Allah said, believe, do good deeds, and I will give you Jannah, I will give you the ni'mas of Jannah. We believe, we did good deeds, and today Allah has fulfilled this promise. Allah has given us Jannah, and Allah has given us the ni'mas of Jannah. Has Allah given you what He promised you? When they see the people of Jannah, and they see the streams flowing, and they see the people of Jannah rejoicing and enjoying themselves in Jannah, the people of hell will say, أَنَفِيضُ عَلَيْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ وَمِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهِ. We beg of you, please pour some water over us. Give us some water, or give us something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided you with. فَتَرَضُّهُمْ مَلَائِكَةُ الْعَذَابِ بِمَقَامِ الْحَدِيدِ إِلَىٰ كَارِ النَّاسِ. The angels will beat them with hammers of steel, and they will reach the bottom of Jahannam again. Everybody will be punished according to the severity of his sins, according to the amount of sins he has committed in this world. مِنْهُمْ مَنْ تَأْخُذُهُ النَّارُ إِلَىٰ كَعْبَيْهِ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ تَأْخُذُهُ النَّارُ إِلَىٰ رُكْبَتَيْهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ تَأْخُذُهُ النَّارُ إِلَىٰ حِجَّتَيْهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ تَأْخُذُهُ النَّارُ إِلَىٰ تَرْكُوتِهِ. There will be those in fire to their ankles, those to their waist, to their knees. There will be those in fire to their waist, and there will be those in fire to their necks. تَشْوِيهِ النَّارُ. The fire of hell will burn their flesh. It will roast them. It will defame and deface them. And because of this, the lips will be displaced. It is said, فَتَقَلَّسَ شَفَتَهُ الْأُولِيَا حَتَّى تَبْلُغَ وَسْتَرَاسِهِ وَيَسْتَرْخِي شَفَتَهُ الصُّفْرَى حَتَّى تَضْرِبْ صُرَّتَهُ. Because of this, his lips will be displaced. The upper lip will go upward and come out from the middle of the head. The lower lip will drop downwards and reach the waist. The punishment will not end, because the Quran has guaranteed, the Quran has promised, كُلَّمَا نَضِجَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ بَدَّلَّاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا. Every time we have burned them, every time their skin and flesh has been burned and roasted, we will replace it with a new one. We will give them new skin, we will give them new flesh, and the torment and punishment will start again. Yes, the people of Jahannam will cry. They will cry so much that it is related, فَإِنَّ أَهْلَ النَّارِ يَبْقُونَ فِي النَّارِ حَتَّى تَسِيلَ دُمُوعَهُ فِي وَجُوئِهِمْ كَأَنَّهَا جَدَابِلٍ. They will cry so much that tears will flow from their eyes. So many tears will flow that it is narrated, كَأَنَّهَا جَدَابِلٍ. It will look like they don't have tears there. It will look like as if they are two drain pipes. It will look like as if two streams are flowing from their eyes. When the tears are finished, when there remains no more tears in the eyes, tears of blood will flow from the very same eyes. So much blood will come out of them eyes that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, كَلَوْ أَنَّ سُفْنًا أُزْجِيَتْ فِيهَا لَجَرَتْ. That if a ship was placed on these tears of blood that have come out of this Jahannami's eyes, because of the amount of tears have come, this ship will certainly flow. This is how much tears will come out of his eyes. The torment will not end. You eat in this world, you will be forced to eat in the next world. The Quran says, إِنَّ شَجَرَةَ الزَّكُومِ طَعَامُ الْعَسِيمِ. The tree of Zakum will be the food of sinners. إِنَّهَا شَجَرَةٌ تَخْرُجُ فِي أَصْلِ الْجَحِيمِ. A tree which grows from the heart of hell, grows in the middle of hell. طَلْؤُهَا كَأَنَّهُ رُوسِ الشَّيَاطِينِ. The crop, the fruit of this tree looks like as if they were the heads of devils. This tree is so bitter that it is related in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كَلَوْ أَنَّ قَطْرَةً مِنَ الزَّكُومِ قَطْرَةً فِي دَارِ الدُّنْيَا لَأَفْسَدَتْ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ مَعَايِشَهُمْ. That if only one drop of this tree was to fall inside this world, then everything within this world would become bitter. Nothing would grow from the earth. What is the Quran saying? Not one drop. فَمَالِئُونَ مِنْهَا الْبُطُونَ. They will have to fill their bellies with this tree. كَالْمُهْلِ يَغْلِي فِي الْبُطُونَ. And it will boil and bubble in their bellies like molten brass. The torment will not end. The punishment is eternal. Thereafter the Quran says, ثُمَّ يَصَبُّ مِنْ فَوْقِ رُؤُوسِهِمُ الْحَمِيمِ. Boiling water will be poured from the top of their heads. This water will rush down to the stomach, and because of its intense heat, every organ, everything within the stomach will melt, and the water will rush down and come out of the feet. The punishment will not end. It will start all over again. And the people of hell will not be able to bear this punishment. Who can bear this punishment? The people of hell will cry and they will not be able to bear this punishment. They will turn to the wardens of hell. They will turn to the angels that are guarding the gates of hell and they will say to them, the Quran says, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ فِي النَّارِ لِخَزَنَةِ جَهَنَّمُ اُدْعُوا رَبَّكُمْ يُخَفِّفْ عَنَّا يَوْمًا مِّنَ الْعَذَابِ. They will say to the angels, we beg of you, intercede for us today. Ask Allah, pray to Allah, ask Allah to relieve us from this torment for a single day. Ask Allah, please give us rest from this torment, from this punishment for a day. We want rest for a day. We cannot bear this torment and torture. My brothers, the angels will reply, أَوَلَمْ تَكُوْ تَأْتِيكُمْ رُسُلُكُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَةِ. Didn't messengers come to you in dunya with clear proof? Wasn't the Quran there? Were the verses of the Quran not clear enough? If that is the case, then you intercede. You ask yourself, we are not going to intercede. You pray to Allah, you ask Allah, we are not going to help you. When they realize that nothing can save them from this punishment in hell, they will decide amongst themselves, let us ask for death. At least the pain of death is just one off. When one dies, he feels no pain after death. We will not have to go through this punishment and torture. Let us ask for death. They will make mashura and they will agree. And they will approach this time the warden Malik. They will say, Ya Malik, liyaqdi alayna rabbuk. O Malik, ask Allah to give us death. Death, the punishment and the pain of death is a million billion times more easier to bear than the punishment of the fire of hell. Innakum makithun. 80 years and Malik will not reply. After 80 years, Malik will reply, إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ. There is no death in Jahannam. Death was in the first world. There is no death. You have to remain here forever and ever. 1 year of the next life is equal to 1,000 years of this life. Which means that they will wait for a period, approximately 80,000 years of this world. 80,000 years receiving the same punishment before Malik just turns around and says, إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ. There is no death. You have to remain here forever and ever. Let us make sabr this time, they will decide. Let us make sabr, because the believers in dunya, they made sabr. They sacrificed their pleasures and they were obedient and they worshipped Allah. Look, sabr benefited them today. They are in Jannah and they are rejoicing in Jannah and they are enjoying the names of Jannah. Let us make sabr. It is possible that sabr benefits us. They will make sabr and they will make sabr and they will make sabr. Finally they will say, سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْنَا أَجَزِئْنَا أَمْ صَبَرْنَا مَالَنَا مِنْ مَحِيثٍ. Whether we make sabr or whether we cry and scream, there is no way out from the fire of hell. Iblis himself in the fire of hell will say to them, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ وَمَا كَانَ لِي عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Listen very carefully to what Iblis is going to say. Today we are following Iblis and we are following the works, the ways of the devil, the shaitan. On that day the devil himself will say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ, that Allah promised you a promise of truth. وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ, I also promised you. فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ, but I betrayed you, I lied to you. وَمَا كَانَ لِي عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ, I had no power over you. All I did was call you and you came willingly. You fell in my trap. فَلَا تُلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not blame me today. Blame yourselves. مَا أَنَا بِمُصْرِخِكُمْ وَمَا أَنتُمْ بِمُصْرِخِيَا. Today I cannot help you and you cannot help me. When they hear what shaitan says, they will become angry with one another. And they will begin to blame themselves. It will be said, لَمَقْتُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ مِنْ مَقْتِكُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ إِسْتُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى الْإِمَانِ. Today, you have been angry with one another. You have been angry with yourselves. Allah's anger in dunya was greater towards you. You were called towards iman. You were called towards good deeds. You were told to believe. But when you were told to believe, when you were told to do good deeds, you would refuse and you would turn your faces and you would turn your backs. So don't become angry with yourselves today. Allah's anger was far greater. This time they will decide, let us speak with Allah directly. Let us not ask the wardens of Jahannam. Let us speak with Allah directly. And they will speak with Allah directly for a few times. The hadith relates, they will say, رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا فَرَجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا إِنَّا مُوكِنُونَ. O Allah, we have seen now. We have seen your punishment. O Allah, we have heard now. O Allah, we now believe. We now believe with certainty. O Allah, let us go back in dunya. We will do good deeds. It will be said, فَذُوكُوا بِمَا نَسِيتُمْ لِكَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا. Never mind going back to the world. Taste the punishment now. You forgot us in dunya. And today, we are returning the favor by forgetting you now. Again they will turn to Allah and they will say, Wallah, Rabbana akhirna ila ajrin kareem, nujib da'watika wa nattabi'u rasul. Wallah, respite us for a short while. We will answer your call and we will follow the messengers. We will act upon the verses of the Quran. We will obey all your commands. Allah will say, awalam takunu aqsamtum min qablu ma lakum min zawal. Did you not make qasam in dunya that you were not going to leave this dunya? You thought you were going to remain here forever and ever, and now you are asking for a short while to be let out from the fire of hell? For the third time they will turn to Allah again and they will say, Rabbana akhrijna na'mal sarihan ghayra allathi kunna na'mal. Oh Allah, take us out from the fire. We will do good deeds. We promise we will do good deeds. We will not turn to the evil deeds that we used to do in dunya. Allah will say, awalam nu'ammirkum ma yatazakkaru fihi man tazakkar. Did we not give you lives enough, long enough, 70, 80 years in which one, if a person wanted to change, he could change. If such a period, if one wanted to receive nasiha, admonition, he could receive it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn away from them. ثُمَّ مَكَثَ أَنْهُمْ مَا شَاءَ. Allah will not speak for them the period, the length of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. After this period passes, Allah himself will talk to them. Allah will say, أَلَمْ تَكُنْ آيَاتِي تُطْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ فَكُنْتُمْ بِهَا تُكَذِّبُونَ. Were not my verses recited unto you and then you used to deny? When they hear Allah speaking with them, they will think Allah has become happy because Allah himself has spoken with them. Before they were speaking with Allah, now Allah has turned to them and Allah has spoken with them. When they hear the voice of Allah, when they hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking with them, they will say, Al-an yarda rabbana. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us. Allah is pleased with us. And thus they will say to Allah, oh Allah, Rabbana ghalabat alayna shikwatuna wa kunna qawman dalin. Oh Allah, our evil fortune conquered us and we were bad people. Rabbana akhrijna minha. Take us out from the fire of hell. Fa'in udna fa'inna zalimun. If we return to evil for the second time, oh Allah, we are the wrongdoers, we are the zalimeen. And Allah will say, ikhsa'u fiha wa la tukallimun. Do not be gone therein and do not speak to me. When Allah says these words to the people of hell, they will cry like never before. They will scream like never before. They will yell like never before, as they will know there and then that they have to remain forever and ever, and Allah will never ever speak to them thereafter, and they will stay in hell forever and ever, as hell is eternal, the punishment of hell is eternal. This is the fire of hell. Then there is Jannah for you and I, inshallah, because me, you and I, we are going to be from the Ashabul Yameen, the people on the right, inshallah. Because from today, we are going to be Muslim. Not just by name, but by action. We are not just going to be Muslims of Ramadan, that pray in the month of Ramadan, that do good deeds in the month of Ramadan. We are going to be all yearly Muslims. We are going to pray, inshallah, every day. And we are going to change our ways from today. Because if we do not change our ways, and tomorrow we are gone, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best what is going to happen to us. But if we change our ways and try our utmost best to do good deeds, inshallah, and we act like the Ashab al-Yameen, the people of the on the right side, then Allah will make show on the day of judgment that we are from the people of the right side and we receive Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save us from the fire of hell, as the fire of hell was not created for you, it was not created for me. The Quran says, "U'iddat lil-kafirin." It was created for the non-believers. But if we adopt the ways of the non-believers, if we begin to do the deeds that the non-believers do, then Allah forbid, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, that lest it may catch us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save you and I from the fire of hell. Allah give us the tawfiq to act upon what is said. Allah make us Muslims by name and by amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.